This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Top U.S. health officials warned Americans Sunday that the United States will face a shocking coronavirus death toll in the coming week as the pandemic continues to ravage the country. U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams said Sunday that this is going to be the hardest and saddest week of most Americans' lives as the pandemic death toll spikes to unprecedented heights during the peak of the outbreak. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, said bluntly Sunday that the extent of the death toll may be shocking to some. The U.S. is approaching 10,000 deaths with more than 337,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus, with officials predicting that eventually 100,000 to 240,000 could die from the pandemic. Models of the advance of the virus show the death toll increasing sharply in the next 7 to 9 days. With more than 1.2 million people infected with the new coronavirus, the U.N. chief appealed for peace at home, all homes, out of concern that domestic violence was rising as the social and financial toll of the pandemic deepened. U.S. officials warned of sad developments to come in the worst-hit country, where medical supplies were short and morgues were crowded. Japanese officials on Monday considered declaring a state of emergency. Infections are surging in the country that has the world's third-largest economy and its oldest population. Their reported declaration would likely cover the sprawling megacity of Tokyo and other areas and would come a couple of weeks after the Summer Olympics were postponed until next year. Spain, which has reported the second highest number of cases, over 131,000, plans to extend its nationwide lockdown by more than 15 days until April 26th. The Spanish Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, had said Saturday he would ask Parliament to extend the lockdown measures. This is VOA News. Italy, which has recorded the highest death toll in the world from COVID-19, has seen thousands of its medical workers infected by the virus, according to its National Institutes of Health and an association of physicians. Infections among medical personnel amount to nearly 10% of all infections in Italy. The Chinese mainland reported 39 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Sunday, of which 38 were imported. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was admitted to a hospital Sunday for tests, according to his office, because he is still suffering symptoms 10 days after he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Johnson's office said the admission to an undisclosed London hospital came on the advice of his doctor and was not an emergency. The Prime Minister's Downing Street office said it was a precautionary step, and Johnson remains in charge of the government. The 55-year-old Johnson has been quarantined in his Downing Street residence since being diagnosed with COVID-19 on March 26th. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio called for more help Sunday as the United States enters one of the most critical weeks so far in the coronavirus crisis, with the death toll exploding in New York, Michigan, and Louisiana. The New York mayor said to our federal government that, as we now know, had a lot of information about the danger of this crisis and the ability to mobilize and get the testing out, and they didn't do it. New York, the hardest hit state, reported on Sunday for the first time in a week, deaths had fallen slightly from the day before, but there were still nearly 600 new fatalities and more than 7,300 new cases. Places such as Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Washington, D.C. are starting to see rising deaths. Bodies of victims of COVID-19 were stacked in bright orange bags inside a makeshift morgue outside a medical center in Brooklyn, according to photos provided to Reuters. And New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Sunday that new hospitalizations had fallen by 50% over the previous 24 hours, but he cautioned that it was not yet clear whether the crisis was reaching a plateau in the state. Iran's president said on Sunday low-risk economic activities would resume from April 11th in a Middle Eastern country worst affected by the new coronavirus. Iran has been struggling to curb the spread of the highly infectious respiratory disease, but authorities are also concerned that measures to limit public life to contain the virus could wreck an already sanctioned and battered economy. Rouhani did not give detail on what he meant by low-risk activity, but said suspension of high-risk activity, such as the opening of schools, universities, and various social, cultural, sports, and religious events, would be extended to April 18th. Health Ministry said the day before that the Islamic Republic's death toll had reached 3,452. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.